friends, welcome to Spingola Speaks, the second hour. This is Deanna Spingola, and my guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com. There's only one G in blogger, realityblogger.wordpress.com, and thecorporationnation.com. You may email him at clint@cafr1.com. And today we are talking about consent, why the IRS, Domestic and Homeland Security, have no lawful power. Okay, you were telling us in the first hour, the last of the first hour, about this fella that's going back to China, and you were telling us about what he has next to his property.
Yes, first of all, he has not paid property tax or federal income tax, also for the last 25 years. And when he gets a bill for property tax, and this is another thing that's just really floored me, that it's just, how can these things go on without our knowledge? Instead of paying his property tax with Federal Reserve notes, which are actually debt, not money, they're debt money. So every time you spend those notes, you're actually spending debt. Instead, he credits his property tax bill through something called A4V. Now, A4V stands for accepted for value. And what he's doing, when you're born, you're actually assigned a trust account worth millions of dollars. Now, this is stuff that I have not looked into, so I'm just telling you what he's told me. But you're basically assigned a trust account. You are traded in the open stock market. Your birth certificate number on the back of your birth certificate, I believe, is the number that you have to look at, or the back of your Social Security card is what you're traded under. And I've had friends who've looked up their Social Security number, the specific one, and have found two things. They found that they're traded. One friend found that the company called Raytheon, which is a huge conglomerate, weapons type of company, actually owned his name, his corporate name, his straw man. And he also found that the numbers, the serial numbers that are written on the dollar bills, Federal Reserve notes, are actually backed by us. So the number that's on your Social Security card is actually the serial number that's on some dollar that's floating out there, $20 bill, you know, whatever. All money is backed by us, is basically how that was explained to me. So this account that's assigned to us, this trust account at birth, which grows over the years because we're pretty much like investments, accepted for value is like a rubber stamp that you put on your bill. You send it to the IRS, you sign it and put your Social Security number on there. The IRS then credits the company or government agency that sent you the bill, and then that company sends you another essentially bill that says your account has been paid off or for whatever amount. This, if you type in A4V, the letter A, the number 4, and the letter V into YouTube, you will get a whole slew of videos and people who've been doing this for years. And there's nothing, it's not a bad thing. In fact, the IRS right now is backed up with these accepted for value claims. They're backed up, and they're happy to be backed up, because it's actually, instead of spending debt money, which is Federal Reserve notes, you're actually creating money into the system by letting them access this fund that is created in your name when you're born. So I know this kind of sounds nuts, but if you go look it up for yourself, there's a gentleman named Douglas Riddle, R-I-D-D-L-E, that has a lot of information on it. But A4V is absolutely something you must check out.
Okay.
But again, do a lot of research first.
We will be back after a short break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back, friends. My guest today is Clint Richardson. And, you know, you're scheduled to come back on February 11th, and we really do want a report about your airport escapade. And we want to know about your interview with this Chinese gentleman. But continue with what you were talking about with the A4V. That sounds very intriguing.
Actually, either, like I said, A4V or accepted for value. There's also discharge debt through A4V. Again, it's simply very similar to when banks through the fractional reserve system use your account to create a loan and actually create money into the system. You're just doing the same thing by taking that bill that's sent to you. If you look at your, when you get a paycheck, you notice that it has that, about two thirds of it is the information about the check, and then you have the check at the bottom that you can tear off and go cash. Well, now look at any of the bills that you get, your insurance bill, your water bill, any of those bills. And if you notice, they're modeled in exactly the same way, where you have two thirds of the form is the information, and then you can tear off the little payment stub. And so what you're doing with accepted for value, and again, you guys, anybody that's listening to this, you must do lots of research on this. You cannot just go out and do it. You cannot go purchase things. You cannot. This is strictly to write off your debt to the IRS. And again, they actually like that you do this. So you're taking that stub, that payment stub, that looks just like the paycheck, but you're taking the stub and you're turning it into a what's essentially a money order. You you rubber stamp it, you sign the back of that stub, that payment stub, you rubber stamp it with accepted free value and a couple other things. You put your Social Security number, your straw man name, your capital letter corporate name, you sign it, and you also, again, put your Social Security number with dashes. Basically, that turns that stub into what you might consider a money order. And you send that to the IRS. You don't send it back to the company. You're sending it to the IRS as a money order to take money out of your specific trust account that's set up for you as an infant with the birth certificate and the Social Security number, and then that gets forwarded to the account of the creditor, of the person who is charging you the debt. And so you're offsetting your debt or writing off your debt through the IRS. And it's perfectly legal. Now, people get in trouble for doing stuff related to this because it becomes a matter of greed, and they try to purchase things or try to get, there's all kinds of other aspects to this, which I won't get into. But if you're an honest person and you are interested in offsetting your debt, in other words, paying off, having your account pay off your debt, this is a very important thing to look at, because again, if people can do this to pay their home loan bill or to pay their property tax or to pay all of these things, people will stop losing their homes. The company will get their money, and the IRS will be happy because it's creating money. It's a really hard thing to explain, and it takes a lot of research to really grasp. But you can see the form yourself if you type in UCC-1. You can actually look at the Secure Party Creditor form. You can see the accepted for value people doing all this for years, and of course, very few people know about it.
Right.
But it's just, again, I can't stress enough that all of this stuff that I'm talking about, I've been studying consent for quite a while, and I've been looking into this straw man issue for quite a while, trying to figure out if it's real. And, you know, now that I've met these people, I'm absolutely full-fledged on board with supporting these people, because they're walking the walk. They're actually free. They're sovereign individuals who are not attached to the corporate system, and the system has no authority over them because they don't consent to it, because they're their own corporate structure. It's really amazing, and there's so much information out there. Again, I'm going to post a blog about it and hopefully get this video up maybe before our next show.
Good, that'd be great.
Yeah, it would be awesome. This guy also, one of the things he did, and this is very important to grasp, because on his own land next to his home, there was an empty spot, an empty lot that he hadn't built on. And he decided to start his own church. And so he created a church. He built his own building without permits. And he put a big old sign out there and a cross and everything else. And he called it the Unincorporated Church of Our Lord and Savior. So here's this, you know, probably not the prettiest building, but he built it himself on his own land and called it the Unincorporated Church of Our Lord and Savior. Very important to call it unincorporated. Well, so what happened? The city came in, tore it down due to the fact that he had never gotten any permits to build on his own land. So the city tore down a church. So, again, if you think that you own your property, if you think that you are the owner of anything, your car, your home, your land, then you must take up my challenge to you today, and that is to stop paying property tax and to stop paying DMV fees and to stop, registering your vehicle, because here's what will happen. They're going to come and they're going to take your vehicle. Because they own the vehicle. That's why they can do it. When you registered it, you gave ownership to the state. When you registered your home, when you got that title, which lists you as tenant, not owner, you assigned that property over to the state. Therefore, they have all of these rules and codes and legalities that tell you what you can and can't do. You gave up your freedom of home ownership in exchange for being the tenant and following all of the rules and regulations that follow privilege, the privilege to live in that home that they own, granted by the state. So, stop paying property tax. They come in, they take your home because it's not yours. You are a tenant. And this is the type of thing that people have to comprehend, because to comprehend what freedom really is, you cannot do all of these things that we've been trained to do year after year. We blatantly just go to the DMV and get a license to drive, not even thinking about it anymore. We blatantly think that we have to go through a real estate agent to sell our home, and all these people say it would be really bad if you didn't. And, you know, when we buy a car, there's a thing called the Manufacturer's Statement of Origin, the MSO, is the actual title for the car. You ever heard of that?
Yes, yes.
You ever seen it?
No.
Right, because all you get is a certificate of title, meaning a copy of the title, just like you cannot get your original birth certificate, because that's stored away as collateral, but you can get a copy or a certificate of that certificate, a certified copy. So the dealer, in order to be in business in that state or in that county, must send that manufacturer's statement of origin, the original title, absolutely must send that to the state in order to even be in business. They are contracted with the state to assign ownership as soon as you buy that car. The state then sends that certificate of title to you or to you through the DMV, and that's where the filing fee comes in, why the dealer charges you the fee to do all the paperwork. The dealer sends your title to the government. And so that's the situation we're living in, is a corporate structure that's completely veiled any concept of freedom that we might live in, and we consent to it without even knowing it. We consent to it just by spending Federal Reserve notes. I mean, that's how indoctrinated we are into this system. Again, everybody must do their own research. This is just what I've found out, and I'm excited to venture into this myself. Can't wait to get pulled over and harassed by the cops. I mean, I think it'll
well,
be an
are you
interesting
gonna go
ride.
Out and try and do that?
Yeah, I'm going to eventually become I'm looking into it. I was against it at first, but I'm now that I see that it's an actual government document and that so many people, or millions of people, are doing this across the country, becoming these secure party creditors and stuff. So I'm definitely going to venture into it. I'm the type of person that won't do anything until I'm absolutely ready.
Right.
I've done all my research and ready to do it. So.
Right.
It'll be a while, but I'll venture into it.
Good, good. We do have some callers on the line, but we are going to a break in a short time. But Carlisle, if you would like to come on, ask your question, and then we'll hold on over the break. Carlisle in Minnesota?
Yes, hello.
Hey there.
Hi.
You say then you're issuing a challenge to people not to pay their property taxes and to drive around without driver's licenses or license plates on their car, and you say there are millions of people doing this?
No, I'm saying there's millions of people that are becoming secured party creditors and standing up in court and recusing judges of their challenging the court's authority. Now, the challenge that I was saying was, if you believe that you own your home, then I challenge you to stop paying property tax and watch as your home gets stolen or taken from you because the real owner is the state.
Okay, we'll be back after a break.
times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a...
Welcome back, friends. My guest today is Clint Richardson. And thank you so much, Carlisle, for calling in. And we do have another caller with a question. Mark from Georgia.
Item one, and this is not the main thing I wanted to dwell on, what I heard from this lady who basically brought to light a number of things that needed to be brought to light, was that basically certain element of the government that has always rightly been a corporation in terms of dealing with commerce, but the problem is
your mouth is too close to the phone. You want to back away a bit?
Let me finish. Apostatized and took over the whole thing, including devouring the republic, meaning the justice side of government, and completely overran its proper boundaries. So it's not that the government is a corporation, but there's a certain element that is supposed to be, but it took over everything else. Do I understand that correctly?
No, I'm telling you that the government is absolutely a corporation. In fact, one of several U.S. codes, which I put on my other blog entry, my latest blog entry was called the United States a Corporation. And absolutely, several references to the United States defined as a corporation, in this case a federal corporation. I live in the Salt Lake City Corporation. The municipality, all municipalities are corporations. If you live in an incorporated city, you live in a corporation. It's simple as that. This is government. Your state, your county, your cities, your school districts, your pension funds are all individual corporations. They are government corporations.
Okay.
So they're incorporated.
good.
Okay. Mark?
Yes. Sorry,
okay,
Mark.
Did you have another question?
Yes, I just had loans that are guaranteed by the federal government. That would be covered by the A4B thing.
I'm sorry, one more time?
Federally guaranteed student loans. They would be covered by the A4B thing or no?
As I understand it, yes. Now, I'm not an expert at this at all. That's why I gave you the information to go start watching some videos on YouTube, see what other people are doing. But this gentleman says that he pays his property tax, so I would imagine that any type of debt can be paid through this account. Again, it's gonna be a thing where you're gonna have to do your own research and decide, you know, whether you want to pursue that or not, and make sure that you don't try to do anything outside of you know, as far as purchasing or trying to really take advantage of it, because then you will get into trouble. But it's a personal journey there again, like everything, and you need to do the research. I'm not telling people to do this. I'm just telling people it's available and that people need to start looking at it because they're losing their homes to these corporations. These governments are allowing this to happen. And here's another aspect that people, you know, you wouldn't even consider this to be the case, but what's really happening after I told you, I believe, Deanna, I told you about the sheriff up here and how it turned into the whole police department, all municipalities turned into one giant private police force.
Right.
So what I found out is that they created this special district. What I found out is that these companies all across America, these private companies, are actually floating the bonds. They're the ones financing bonds. When a state or county or city creates a bond, what I didn't know, and it says it right on some of these websites, is that they are actually putting, because they own your home, because you've registered your home with the corporate structure of the government, they're actually the owners of your home, and therefore they can use your home as collateral. So they are involuntarily, without telling you, the homeowners, they're using your homes as collateral for the bonds that they are floating. So to build a mall and a big, you know, mini mall complex, or to build a new theater or whatever, they're floating a bond to fund that. And these companies, these private investment companies across the country that are not government, are funding those bonds, and the government is putting up your home and other public property as collateral. So if they default, that company then owns your home.
Interesting.
So, yeah, these are the things that are happening behind our backs and that we don't know about. And
right.
It's time that people start learning it.
Right. We have another Mark from Louisiana that has a question. Mark from Louisiana, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon. First of all, let me just say that I believe in real freedom. I'm with Mr. Richardson. Is that the name?
Yes, sir.
And I sympathize with his position. I do believe that the United States has become a tyranny. And it's very far from what the founding fathers intended it to be, even what they intended to be, it's too restricting to me. They should have made a much better constitution, but that's for another day. And I also believe that there's a conspiracy that has brought us to this point, and not only that, a Jewish conspiracy. I'll go ahead and say it. But I find this thing that all you have to do is to defeat a tyranny is to say you don't give it consent. It's just not going to wash. If the people in ancient history could have just told Caesar and those tyrants, you know, that they didn't give their consent, how nice would it be? You know, do you actually believe that you can tell Bush or Obama that you don't give their consent, that they're just going to let you go?
Okay, we have a break, and we'll let Clint answer that when you come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, friends. My guest today, Clint Richardson. Okay, so Mark had that question. How about telling him or answering his question?
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, and this is a common thread. I've recently come into contact with some people who've introduced me into, I mentioned this earlier, into a liberal education. Now, the word liberal has been taken completely out of context and changed into something that has become a negative context with people who call themselves conservative. So what this gentleman has done, and it's no, I don't mean any disrespect at all, because I've done this my whole life. I know I can now point it out to people when they do it. It's called a logical fallacy. In this case, something similar to creating a red herring. Many people are familiar with this. The gentleman states that because Romans did not stand up and not consent that Americans somehow, what makes me think that Americans are going to be able to do the same? And so I would point out that first of all, I wasn't alive back then, so I really have no idea what Rome was about. I know that Rome was an actual republic, one of the first real successful republics in the world for 200 years or more, actually, and then it changed into a democracy, which is what we have here in this country. We've never really truly been a republic. We have the illogical thought that somehow we were, but we've always really been a democracy where the majority rules over the minority. A republic means that every minority, including the minority of one, is represented. So the Rome had that, so they've got to step up above us. What I'm saying is that no, me standing up and doing this is not going to make a big effect. It's going to make a big effect on my life, but if millions of people stand up and say, "Hey, wait a minute! You not only have you gotten grown out of your britches, your federal government is overstepping its 10-mile squares, as given in the Constitution. We don't accept your authority because, and we have every right not to accept it because it's in your own laws, and you must conform to your own laws in your U.S. code." What I'm saying is that by me coming on to this radio station and informing you and you and you and you and anybody who's listening about this, go read this. Everything is sourced, as you saw, Diana, everything is sourced back to U.S. code. I'm not speculating on anything. In this particular article that we're referencing, the why the IRS has no authority, what I'm saying is that this is a group thing that needs to be discussed amongst people. People need to start educating each other. Likewise, with the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, we need to start going to city councils. We need to literally threaten our politicians and say, "I know what you're doing. I see it on the report. I can see how you're hoarding money. I can see that you actually appointed our elected sheriff as a CEO of a private police force. I can see that. I see it. It's right here. It's written here." You need to go and you need to start sitting in your city councils. You need to educate everybody in that room. You need to start. We need to do this together. No, you as an individual will not make that much of a difference. But one of these times, someone up there in that judicial seat is going to set what's called a precedent. And once a precedent is set, that's the reason that judges walk off and recuse themselves or even leave the business, because someone challenges their authority in court. This is happening all over the country right now as we speak. I know a guy in Glendale, California, who purposely gets as many parking and traffic tickets as he can just so he can go to court and see how many judges he can recuse. They bow to him and leave. Okay, I'm telling you that this needs to become the norm, not the exception. And so the logical fallacy, creating a thread that makes you not believe what I'm saying or not want to try what I'm saying because the Romans did it, didn't do it, well, that's that's not only illogical, it's also basing opinion on a history book that was mandated by the government. So, you know, I don't mean any offense to this gentleman, because I've been in this situation where I'm very careful not to do this. On that note, I want to introduce everybody to a website, including you, Deanna, because I've heard you say things where you're just like me and just like everyone else. You thought things were this way, but and you're just, you don't know how to accept that things aren't this way. Well, there's a website called Trivium Education. I'm going to spell that. It's TRIVIUM. So Trivium Education. .com. Now, this goes into what a liberal education is. Liberal, the very definition of liberal, used to be a free thinker. Okay, it's not what it means today. It's been warped into something that people think, oh, liberal. Likewise, the word conservative, if you call yourself a conservative, that means you want to conserve the current system of government. Now, I don't know a lot of people that want to conserve the current system of government. So I don't call myself a conservative, even though the definition of it is pretty much, you know, what I would call myself if I didn't know what I know. So if you go to this site and you start learning the seven liberal arts, these are the arts where this is the old way of learning. This is the ancient knowledge, the seven liberal arts. We're talking about logic, grammar, rhetoric, and then the quadrivium, the other four, are mathematics, geometry, music or harmonic theory, and astronomy. Okay, all of these things put together, and astronomy, by the way, is not just, you know, space. It's your geometry, your the harmonic resonance of things. It's a lot of things. Once you start learning this classical education, this is the Aristotle, the Pythagorean theories and all of this stuff. Once you start learning this and you learn to recognize what I just mentioned, with, which are these logical fallacies, these red herrings, these straw men, these types of things that just aren't the reality, go through this, watch some of the videos especially, and you will see that we have been, this type of education is taught to the Ivy League schools. It's not taught to us, the majority of the people. You can use this to do very bad things, because you can, and which is what the government and these people in power are doing. If the people learned formal logic and general grammar and the classical rhetoric that you hear these politicians speaking that convince you that they're somehow good people and have convinced you that you're in a free society, you'll learn to recognize when anybody is saying something that just doesn't jive, and you can actually point to it and say, well, that's a red herring, or that's a, you know, there's so many different logical fallacies, illogical fallacies, logical fallacies, all these things. If you learn this, you will never be fooled by anybody again, ever. And so I'm suggesting to people, because this is a small movement that's getting bigger, to go to this Trivium Education, TRIVIUM education.com, and just let your mind go and start learning a classical, again, liberal education. Relearn what the word liberal actually means, and again, spread this knowledge to people, because we have to really educate ourselves if we want a classical education. So
great, thank you so much for that. We have another caller, Jim in South Carolina. Jim.
Yeah, hello, Deanna. Good program.
Thank you.
I started looking into this A4V thing probably 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I have yet to find one that covers everything that I want to cover. And every time I write one up, I find more holes in it than should be there.
Well, tell me about it. I'd like to know where the holes are, because I'm still studying this myself.
Well, it's all in language, you know. Words mean things.
Sure.
And you start chasing some of the words that you use inadvertently or that you use in everyday conversation, and they mean something totally different than what you think they do.
In law, words are completely different than in legality. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you know, and that's been the thing I've been running into. But other than that, everything that I've been using to date has come out of the Uniform Commercial Code.
Right.
The all rights reserved or without prejudice, and then letters of...
Well, explain to people what that means. When you sign all rights reserved or without prejudice on your signature, why don't you explain to people what that means?
That means you're reserving your rights to the common law under the commercial code. So that if you're dragged into court, say, on a speeding ticket, and you sign that ticket, your name and all rights reserved, you point out to the judge that you have reserved your rights on that instrument and that you want your remedy on that instrument.
Absolutely. So what we're talking about here is the difference between being responsible for your own actions and dealing with the corporate structure or the straw man is basically what you're saying. You're telling when you sign a ticket, it's a contract. You're contracting with the state to pay that ticket. You've admitted guilt, essentially, even though it says
Correct.
It's not admission of guilt, because you're putting yourself into the court's jurisdiction. Whereas if you say all rights reserved, without prejudice, all these little terms, you're exactly what you're saying. You're stating that you're not agreeing to that ticket. You're willing to appear in court only on a special appearance, not on a special appearance being you're showing up on behalf of it's not an official appearance. It's kind of hard to explain, but
that's correct. And something
yeah.
else I've learned in the process of going through this, and it's on the RBN's website, is you can also send them a notice of dishonor that you are not going to honor that contract because of the hidden clauses in the contract. It's a deceptive contract or a
Absolutely.
Fraudulent contract.
Absolutely, and that's the general rule of commerce and contracts, is that if you are not aware of everything in the contract, if you don't have total disclosure a contract is null and void, period. No doubt, that's law. That's common law. That's even legal law.
I'm starting to lose you. Sorry, but I got to go.
Okay.
Hey, thanks very much.
What's that?
Thank you so much, Jim, for calling in. We have one more caller, Lark from Texas.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm just fine. I love hearing you, Deanna, and of course, now you, Clint. I hope you do more radio.
Thanks.
I want to say that, and I'll get my points out real fast, Deanna. I know the time is short. I think the problem in many of the problems in America were rooted when we accepted this notion of public education, beginning with the father of American education, Horace Mann, extending to people like Thomas Dewey and his co-opting the teaching principles of the Franklin School. And that's something that we could all look into, I think. I wholeheartedly support your endorsement for triviumeducation.com. That is a wonderful site.
Yeah.
Now, I want to say this. Now, what you were describing earlier, to me, sounded like the rudiments or the beginnings of a so-called social credit system. Now, a social credit system, in effect, at the end of the day, can only have its beginnings in a system where private property is not allowed, and it is simply an illusion, and or there is a hidden lien holder for all your property. Now, as it's been made manifest today in a communitarian system, that property also includes your own body and your own mind, unfortunately. So I'm looking for a way away from this whole UCC charade, personally.
I understand that. The problem is, and again, it's a comprehension that the things that you just described, what did you call it, a social credit system. You're already in that system.
That's exactly right. You're absolutely right. See, I hold that the only legitimate function of any government that's formed in a collectivist way is that you should have an expectation of privacy and an absolute right to own property in allodium.
Yes, I completely
Short of that, what we live in is a system of, frankly, white slavery.
Correct, and that, you know, it's another article of mine that slavery was actually made legal with the 14th Amendment, not illegal. It actually slavery was made illegal for the common man, but legal for the state. So it says right in the amendment, if you are convicted of a crime, you are eligible to be a slave. Go read the Abolition of Slavery Amendment. You'll be amazed that you never picked up on this before. Go read the Fifth Amendment and be amazed that at the end of the Fifth Amendment is the Takings Clause, which is the definition of eminent domain. It says that the government can take your property in the Fifth Amendment.
Right.
So, you know, we're in this system already, and obviously you agree, and I agree, and I had the opinion for a long time that sovereignty, true sovereignty, is the only really ticket out of it, where you're completely detaching from all corporate auspices, your Social Security and any kind of contract you have with the state. I'm starting to wonder if that is possible with the opinions of most people that say, you know, it's not going to work, and so they won't do it. And most people are so comfortable in the system that they're in, this slave system, between pension funds paying their retirements, between unemployment and any other type of government assistance, people are very comfortable even though they're slaves and even though they're poor. So convincing people that government, dependence on government is a bad thing is going to be pretty hard, I think. And so I'm starting to think that I'm at a draw between sovereignty, meaning, and when I say sovereignty, I mean complete man of the land sovereignty, and what we're talking about today, which is the secure party creditor. I don't think either one is a bad thing, if you know what you're doing, but I think there's a lot of people that don't know what they're doing and are getting in trouble because they don't know the language that's been changed around.
Well, and
the
it's
legalese.
It's true that slavery does begin in the mind. In fact, this is the final frontier for those who wish to enslave us permanently.
Because
they want to take advantage of the technology and the rapid advancement of this technology, which are really only utilitarian devices to accomplish their final aim. Just look up that word utilitarianism and look at the people, look at the people behind that whole concept. But authoritarian constructs are what we describe, as conservative. These are things that our parents accepted to be facts, to be truths, to be reality, that were passed on to us, and then we accept it.
Okay, we're going to a break. Lark, thank you so much for calling in, for your wisdom, comments. Be back in a while.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back, friends. My guest today is Clint Richardson. Clint, don't you think that this comfortable feeling that we have is kind of inherent in the system on purpose, that they have deliberately set it up to kind of bond us to the very slavery that they are entrapping us in?
Absolutely. Welcome, slaves. Yes, it's definitely a controlled it's a controlled situation. If you want proof of these type of things, you know, you can watch. you can watch so much information that's out there, but you can also look at the my particular forte is fastly becoming the coffer system, where again, between the pension funds and people actually defending the pension fund system without knowing what it is and how they have no equity in it, to governments, you know, holding vast amounts of money, at the same time telling the people that they need to self-police themselves and quell dissent, we're definitely being led down this path of not only lack of education with your Charlotte Iserbit and your John Taylor Gatto, who I highly recommend, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
And then you've got I guess that explains a lot. The dumbing down. If you don't even know what your own checking account balance is, how are you going to know the checking account balance of your school district or your government? How can you possibly know anything about your government if you don't even know where to look for its account holdings? You know, so. Yeah, we are in a planned, it's like one of those planned housing developments, except it's called the United States, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it's absolutely a slave colony. And again, this guy, that I was talking about earlier, he's going back to China. He's a white guy. He's going back to China because it's so much more free in China. And part of that is that people don't know they're slaves, and that's the worst kind of slavery. So.
Right. That's interesting. When I was in China, the tour guide who was Chinese was saying that the number of communists in China amounted to about 200. And he says the rest of us aren't communist at all. And we know who the communists are. And so they are much more educated as to who is governing them and who it is that are the culprits, where we think that we actually have representative government, and so we just are very acquiescent.
We continue to harp on the Constitution, too. The Constitution, which has been, in court case after court case, has been shown... It's been shown that you cannot use the Constitution as your defense, you know,
right?
Because you're dealing with corporations, not courts.
Right. So it's a very interesting situation that we are in.
Mm-hmm.
We are coming to the end of the hour, the second hour, and you are scheduled to come back on the 11th of February.
Yes, ma'am.
And I wish you all the luck in the world tomorrow, and... be sure and tape it so we can see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Clint.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, friends, come back tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
The next